All right, welcome back to day number 9. We are still in the introduction, the final introduction of the Orcha Sadikim, and we're on page 41. Zah Sefer Nikra Sefer Amidos. This book that we're about to learn together is called the Book of Traits, the Book of Character. Hu nichta v'nechtam b'tabas ha-chochma. It is written and sealed with the signet ring of wisdom, lelamed la'odam das, to teach a man how to live life, to teach man wisdom. Liyo sefer ze biyad kol odam lichli umnus l'taken mitocho midosov masov. For every person to have the tools in their hand to correct and to perfect their character traits. Ki ho uman, because the tradesman, any profession, ashabiyodo kliyum nusoy, who has the proper tools for their trade, yucholasis malachtoy, will be able to do his labor, his work. Like we've mentioned numerous times, a dentist who doesn't have dentistry equipment can't do his work. If he only has plumbing equipment, he can't do any dentistry. And vice versa. If a plumber only has electrical work equipment, he can't do his work in plumbing. Aval kishein biyodo kliyum nusoy, when a person doesn't have the right tools, lo yuchalasus mumo, he won't be able to do his work. Lochein shma bini musar, my son, listen carefully to these words. Vekach kliyum nuscho biyodcho letakin midosecho. Take your proper tools to correct your traits. Halo tira, you will see. Mi sheyesh laharbe mine matbeos. It's like someone who has a variety or a collection of valuable coins, but doesn't understand their value. He won't know what you use a dime for, what you use a quarter for, what you use a nickel for, or what you use a dollar for. He doesn't know because he doesn't know their values. Till he knows what each coin is valued at, then he knows what he can buy with each one. V'gam tzorch leda eiza matbeya pasal hamelech v'gazar aleo shaloi lahitzia. You also have to know what is contraband. And there are certain things, for example, you know, there's a story that's told about the great Levi Yitzchak from Berditchev, just a quick side story, where on the night of the Seder, he asked his people, his followers, he says, before we start the Seder, I need you to find me some snuff. Now, snuff was illegal back then in Russia. Snuff you can only get from Turkey, and it was impossible to get it. It was contraband. So they went around and they finally found some snuff, and they brought it to the Rebbe. Then the Rebbe said, "I want you to go and find me a Persian rug." They said, "You can't. It's illegal. It's contraband. You can't find any. Nobody has that." He says, "Please go find it." And they went, knocked door to door. And sure enough, also this, even though it was contraband, people had a rug and then or a scarf. And then he said, "I want you to go around to every house in our community and find chametz." I said, "Chametz, it's Pesach." He says, "I want you to go find chametz." And sure enough, they went to every single home and they couldn't find even one single speck of chametz. So he turns to heaven and he says, "God, look at your children. What they have, contraband from the Russian government, that you're not allowed to have scarves or certain garments that are made in Persia that they have, even though it's their life that's at risk. They have that. Snuff, they also have. But your commandment in your Torah not to have chametz on Pesach, not to have one little speck of leavened bread, your commandment in your Torah, which has no death penalty attached to it, that they fear God, they have fear of Hashem." So we have to understand that there are things that Hashem says, there are certain things that are contraband. There are certain things like arrogance. Arrogance is contraband. God says, do not act in your life with arrogance. Oz yeda likach b'chol achas tzrochov b'erech shove. U'bamatbea shegozer melech knas al moitzio, yizor shelo yoitzio elo b'inyon shelo yiknos, yikonis. And if the king has a coin. He says this is a private coin, a private collection. Nobody should ever expose this to the eyes of the public, or you'll be punished severely. So we all know that there's contraband, all types of contraband. If you use it, you'll get punished. So we know no one would ever use contraband if he was going to get punished. Nimtza shezeho ish megia b'chol matbea u'matbea tova u'lesimcha. So we know that if someone uses that contraband openly, they'll be punished. It's like you're driving an unregistered car. You're using an unlicensed object. We know that you'd be punished by the government. So too, he says, if we have traits, and he's going to read this out in a minute, that if we have traits that the Almighty says, don't live your life with that trait. And we live with that trait, like we mentioned, arrogance, jealousy, and we'll go through many of these traits throughout the journey of this book. Midos gdolos and midos ktanos, whether they're big traits or small traits. V'tishkol kol mido, mido bepeles chochmascha. We have to evaluate with a level each one of these traits. Ache teda erach kol mido v'mido, to know the significance of each trait. V'teda hamidos hashapasa al melech hagadol lihizor behen shlo yeirou b'cho. So too we have to make sure that certain traits, whether they're visible or not visible, whether they're in our heart or they're on display in the way we act, we have to be careful. If the Almighty, God, creator of heaven and earth, says that we should not be acting in our day-to-day lives with these traits, then we have to be very, very careful not to have these in our possession. And if they are being used, these negative traits, only in a place where they're positive and used in the right way. And through such conduct, through such paying attention, we will get to a point of shlemus, of perfection. And you'll be a tradesman who has the right tools for your trade. Now we're going to go out into the journey of these traits, and we're concluding now the introduction of the Orcha Sadikim. Our goal is to unravel the traits of and the nature of each person. V'shiyishtadlu haptoim ladas hachochma u'mehashem yis'al ezichroi nish'al ezer. And we are asking assistance from the Almighty, that the Almighty guide us, shiyodienu adrocham ayishorim, that He guide us to the right path of how to conduct our lives, v'nisivos hatzedek, in the path of justice, lahoros shifte yishurin, to teach the Jewish people, adas hachesed, the nation of kindness, l'leches behem, to go in the proper way. And one more piece here before he begins the first trait, which is the trait of arrogance, where we talk about the negative elements of arrogance. Hashara Rishon, this first chapter that we're about to embark on, nidaber bo al midas hagava. We're going to talk about arrogance, about haughtiness. Uma tov shenizdam en tchilo l'chol hasharim, and it's appropriate that it comes before all the other traits, because it is so critically important for every person to extract himself and remove himself completely from this negative trait. Because this is the opening for many, many negative aspects of our life, many negative results in our life. And we haven't seen such terrible, awful impact on a person like the trait of arrogance. Someone who's arrogant, as we'll see in the coming episodes, in the coming chapter, it's very, very difficult for someone who's arrogant to become close to Hashem. And our goal and our journey in life is to be as close as possible to the Almighty. And a person has to be careful, has to be wise and clever to properly conduct his life without this negative trait of arrogance. And when it is required and it is prescribed that this is the right place to use it, then to use it with great caution. My dear friends, I look forward to the next episode where we will journey on into the trait of arrogance and haughtiness with Hashem's help. Thank you so much and have a magnificent day.